Welcome to No Guarantees, where I answer your questions without any guarantees of making any sense whatsoever in the answers. This is actually take two of episode one, which is quite fitting, because for some reason I forgot to press record on my mic, which is great. Also, it's nice because now actually two people have asked me questions on Twitter, because I asked them for this very spontaneous first episode. And before I go on babbling too much, here are the questions. So first up is JP Rackard. I hope I didn't butcher that too much. I think is the right one. English is my second language. What can I do? So he asked a personal question or question about geography, for example. On and did this count as the question? And did that count as a question? So he's going very meta, very deep, very iterative into this. So yes, whatever floats your boat. I just want to have a jumping off point to improv on audio, to be completely honest. And if I answer the question at all, it'll be incidental. Improv. I'm big into improv, but not theater sports. Fooling. Which is an form of improv theater, but usually without input from the audience. Very, very much just play out, act out your inner voices, which can sound crazy, but which is really, really fun. Come on, stop with the exposition, get to the point. If you have a point, get to it. Well, this is the first voice you're just meeting. This is my inner critic. Damn well I am, get to the point. Well, yeah, he's always so nice to me. Always trying to lift me up. Yeah, well, also it most often feels like hitting me over the head with a club. So improv. Personal questions are absolutely fine because, hey, any question which you're answering in improv is in the end a personal question, because you're tapping into unconscious and just going where you want to. And it's interesting to try improv on audio. I'm only doing it on stage. I've never done it on video. Just trying stuff out. Geographical question. Yeah, I mean, I'm not good at it, not even in my own home country, but I would try it. I think the most knowledge I have about geography was at the time of the Discworld. obviously I know a bit of Europe and Germany and roughly where on the globe what continent is, and stuff. A bit of the geography of the solar system, maybe. I'm a geek. What can I do? About as much as I can do about being German and this being my second language, which I already have said. So let's go on to the second question, which comes from Classy Don, one of my old Twitter and YouTube friends. And he asked, how are you feeling today? Yeah, well, I'm feeling giddy. Because I'm trying this just crazy stuff. I've been out of the creation game for far too long, and I need something to do apart from the directing our amateur theater group, which is fun, but it's not, it's group creativity, and I also need something for myself. So yeah, I'm feeling giddy. I'm also a bit exhausted because of the super high temperatures in Germany, like 30 degrees Celsius, 33 degrees Celsius, the third to the boiling point of water. My sleep schedule is completely frelled up. I'm staying up much longer than I hope to catching some fresh air into the flat, and then I'm doing a siesta midday because, I can freely schedule my work time. So yeah, taking advantage of that. So yeah, I'm feeling giddy, exhausted, tired, and if you really want to know, a bit sweaty, which, well, again, weather. And this, I'm excited, anxious, well, because I'm doing this. And actually, And I notice that I'm still a bit stiff in front of the microphone. There are not many voice is coming through, I'm too much focused on just getting through this. So I hope I'll be relaxing in further episodes, which I hope to do. And, well, you better do it. You just tried it out. Don't stop already. Don't make excuses, boy. Yeah, thanks. You can do it. Yay. Yay. You're great. You can do it. Well, this is a new voice. Normally, I don't have encouraging voices in my head. So, maybe I'm onto something. So, this is great. This is great. So, and JP, I have my computer open. I have Twitter on the side, and I just noticed that JP actually asked the question, which is, which do you prefer? It's a personal question. Which do you prefer, ice cream or sunny weather? And general questions, why do people have a coccyx? I have no idea. I think it's a medical term. I would have to look it up. Yeah, so ice cream or sunny weather? Well, do we have any sunny weather if I have to choose? I mean, ice cream is only fun in sunny weather, but I'm not that much into ice cream. As a kid, I was. I mean, that was great. I mean, the ice cream truck. We didn't have an ice cafe or anything in our hometown. So it was a big deal when in summer the ice cream truck was coming through the village. And it was a small, this old Volkswagen bus. So like the same type you see in this maybe associated with the hippie movement. So it was the same type of bus, the same type of van, but with cooler inside an ice cream scoop would cost like 30 pfennig. So that was way before euros. So oh my God, 15 cents. Scoop. Yeah, and well, the kids went yay, and well, I'm a vanilla type of guy. I'm nothing special, and I also liked vanilla in my cone. So yeah, that was great, and nowadays I like ice cream still, but it's not So yeah, sometimes my inner child comes through and hey, ice cream, let's get a scoop, citrus, or vanilla, or strawberry, chocolate was never my jam. A bit of a loss, which is expose time, exposition dump, which is called a zero in fooling when you. The energy just goes down and the current thing comes to an end. And you can use it as an endpoint, or you can just ride the wave and see what comes next. Maybe a complete change of direction. Yes. Complete changes of direction are, by the way, something that happened to me a lot in my life. So, and maybe some things around the corner as well. But we'll see. But for now, I'm gonna shut the thing off. It's just the first experiment. I hope I'm getting much more comfortable and I'm doing this a bit more time. And I hope this time it recorded. And I will look up how this other thing that JB wanted to know, what it actually is and how it's pronounced. And maybe I'll answer that the next time. So thank you for sticking around. Thank you for listening to my rambling, which will hopefully get more interesting in the future. And speaking of that, see you or hear you in the future.
Yay!